We are, of course, appealing to all Kenyans to come out and vote peacefully. We are encouraging everybody who is registered as a voter to turn out in large numbers so that you can have a successful referendum. We are also urging them to conduct themselves peacefully. We are also urging all our staff all over the country to conduct themselves with their professionalism, integrity, and transparency, so that we are able to have a free and fair referendum.
Mr. Chairman, so many people are worried about the transparency of the August 4th vote today. You have promised to ensure that there is transparency, it is credible and above reproach. What do you say to such people expressing concerns about the credibility of the referendum?
I think we have, as a commission, committed ourselves to delivering a transparent process for the referendum. From the time we started recruiting our staff, the election managers, the constituency coordinators, down to the polling officials, we have done it in a very transparent manner. We have also introduced electronic result transmission, where people, as the results are announced at each polling station, they will also be transmitted to both the constituency tallying center and the national tallying center. And we have registered the referendum committees, both for those who are for the document and those who are against it. And each of them will be represented by their agents in each of the polling stations. And therefore, as the presiding officer announces the results, they will be there to witness that. So we have made every available opportunity to make sure that we conduct ourselves very professionally. We want to make a change, a difference, and so that Kenyans can have confidence and faith in the electoral process. I think the worries and the concerns are unfounded. They should give us the opportunity to prove.
What other mechanisms are you going to put in place, or have you already implemented that will ensure the voting today goes smoothly?
Well, like I have said, the election is not just the voting day. The free and fairness of the election is a process. From the start of the recruitment of the officials, from the way we conducted the voter registration, the way we have published all the information that was required by us, we have been very transparent with the people of Kenya and with our stakeholders. So I think I am confident myself that we are going to have a peaceful, free and fair referendum.
What will be your message to Kenyans, both on the yes campaign and the no campaign, when the vote begins?
We have come from a conflict situation after the 2007 general elections. We had the post-election violence, Kenyans lost their lives, and therefore we want to prove to ourselves first and to others, to the rest of the world, that we as Kenyans can conduct an election process which is peaceful, and that the results will be accepted by the Kenyans. So we as a country, we had a multi-party democracy since 1992. We have been a beacon of hope and democracy in the region. And I think 2008 embarrassed us as a country. And we are out to prove to ourselves and others that we can do better than what happened in 2008.
So Honorable Hassan, if you can say all, you can sum everything that you have said in Swahili, like a minute or two, I will give it to the Swahili people to also put it on.
Okay.
Okay, so if you're ready, you can go.
Ningependa kuwahimiza wananchi wa Kenya wote wale wamejiandikisha kupiga kura wajitokeze kwa wengi na wapige kura kwa amani. Sisi kama tume tumeahidi kwamba tutafanya shughuli ya uchaguzi kwa uhuru, haki, na kwamba zile results ambaye tutakuwa tukitangaza itakuwa ni ile ambaye inaonyesha majority will of the people. Kwa hivyo yangu tu ni kuwahimiza wananchi watoke kwa wengi na wapige kura kwa amani.
Asante.
Thank you.